Welcome, welcome, welcome tonight. Sorry about the timing. We had some people that was on earlier. Because when I first did the notification, I put on there 6:30. But the Zoom information was sent out for 7:30. So I do apologize for that. Tonight, let's go before the Father God and let's pray and just invite the Holy Spirit on this call tonight because he's the one in leadership and he is the one in charge. Hello, Marion. Hello, how are you? Hello, everyone. Hallelujah. Marion, hello. How are you guys doing? I pray that you guys are having a, you had a supernatural week. Today is the start of the first day of the week. Hallelujah. And we are entering into the rest. Hallelujah. Because Jesus said we must enter his rest, especially when we have our life hid with him. We are resting with him. There is no different days. We rest every single day in Jesus Christ. So let's now come before the throne and let's seek his mercy in the time of needs. Heavenly Father, we do thank you tonight as we come. Father, I bow before you, and tonight I just present myself to you tonight, and I just ask every single person under the sound of my voice tonight, whatever they're going to be listening to the recording, I pray that they will ask the Father God to forgive them from all sins and unrighteousness. That way, when we are going boldly to the throne, the enemy cannot come in. The enemy has no space. The enemy is void. He have no leadership. He cannot do nothing to us. We are free to worship God. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we ask you to forgive us tonight. Cleanse us, Lord God, in the blood of Jesus. Father, your son's blood. Cleanse us. And as tonight, and as we go, and as we take the communion tonight, Lord, let it be so different tonight. Let the bread that we take taste differently. Let the wine that we partake of it differently. Father, when we do take this bread tonight, let we actually see ourselves in the place where you were at the cross, beaten, your body just dismantled and torn apart for us. And then the shed blood becomes that covenant that we have with you. So that means when the death angels come, the death angel won't be able to touch us no matter what, no matter how, no matter when, because our life is hid with you, Christ Jesus. Father, I have sinned, I have fallen short, but your grace is sufficient for me and for every single person that is listening. Father, we come with a repentant heart. We come with a heart like David tonight. And we say, forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. We come according to your word. It says, let me open the Bible and look it over. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you are going through something tonight, any kind of heaviness, I come against the spirit of heaviness. I come against lying spirit, the heart cry tonight. Whatever you're crying, whatever you're seeking, no matter how heavy the heart is, I come and I stand with you tonight. I come and I stand with you tonight. Is it Shorney? Shorney? Did I pronounce it correctly? Shorney? I come against every spirit tonight, every ancestral spirit tonight, everything that's plaguing you tonight. I thank the person that, who give you that information to be online tonight. I break and I bind every crab-like spirit, every spirit that want to come in and crawl in your mindset. I break it over you. Put your hand over your eye. Put both hands over your eye. Both hands. Put both of them over your eyes. And Father God, in a point of contact, yes, Lord, the anointing of the Messiah flow now through my body and go directly through its body. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit flow now from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, and every derogatory spirit that's not of you, every spirit that's in line around or want to bring lying and deceit and sickness in his life, I break it tonight. I break it tonight. I come with you tonight. Keep your hands still on your eyes. I come tonight, Lord Jesus, with an urgency. With an urgency, Father God. And as his name, Shoyni, we come and we storm heaven for you tonight, Shoyni. Shoyni, I hope I'm calling the name right. But we storm heaven tonight and we just drive back every onslaught of the enemy. We come in agreement with you tonight. And we come, and even though we draw our sword, we command every sword of the spirit, demonic force, upsetting spirit that want to attack you. My God, even in the belly, you have problem in your belly? Trinity, do you have problem in your belly? Just nod your head. Yeah. Jikisima. Put your hand on your belly now. Just put your hand on your belly right now. We come against every sickness, every vein-like spirit. I want you to get my number, and I want you, the same person that gave you the information, or you could type it on your screen, and I come against. It's like veins in the body. And I just come and I just tear that out. I just tear that out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I plead the blood of Jesus over your body, over your life. And the enemy is a liar. There's every foul, demonic sickness and disease that want to come up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I break that. I break that, and I call for deliverance in Jesus' name. In the eyesight, sickness and disease must go. Sickness and disease must go out of our bodies. We have to be able to be fit for the master's use. We have to be able to be fit to do what he has called us to do. We have to be able to stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters. We have to be able to stand in the fiery dart of the enemy. We have to be able to go into the enemy's camp. We have to be able to have eyes. Monique, Sonia Monique, I want you to pray in the spirit. Viola, I want you to pray in the spirit. Anybody live in Maryland, I want you to pray in the spirit. If you are listening and you are from Texas, I want you to pray in the spirit. Anybody from New York and in Connecticut area, I want you to pray in the spirit. I want you to bind every onslaught of the enemy. I come against every foul spirit that want to bring every kind of calamity over these locations in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against every ancestral spirit in Massachusetts. My God, we break and we bind the spirit of witchcraft in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every foul, oh my God, every you, I mean, you know, it's, I'll say Indian in my country, we call them, but my mom said you're not supposed to call them. So right now, I am seeing the, you know, when you watch the movie, the Apache movie, and the people used to go over there and try to take this Indian out, these are the ancestors that I see over there in Massachusetts. And these are people that has commit all kind of crime in the earth, all kind of crime to the sun god. So I bind the sun god over Massachusetts right now in the name of Jesus. You could take your hand off your eyes. I bind the sun god in Massachusetts right now. I come against every foul ancestral spirit in Mass. Connecticut. Connecticut is adjoining, you know, area to Massachusetts. They were like sisters. They were like, but they kind of break off a little bit. Because I remember when I was living in Enfield and I was doing a search, mapping on the location, and Connecticut and Massachusetts, they were to they were like co-joined. They were like joined, like like twins together, identical. And then they break off. So I was living in a place that you call Enfield, and I wanted to know what was going on in Enfield because at that particular time, Enfield has a lot of grass type like. And I had to know what was going on because you see, I was doing spiritual warfare. And it's the same concept right now. Spiritual warfare in the Massachusetts area. I want you, anyone that knows how to pray in the spirit, just to intercede for that location. Break and bind every demonic weather type condition that the enemy would want to come and to bring havoc in those locations. Father God, we break and we bind. We come tonight, Father, not on our agenda, but on your agenda. Man's agenda is not your agenda. Your agenda is for man, and men have to fall in line with your agenda. So tonight we come, Father God, as intercessors with eyesight, have spiritual insight. Break up every water pot tonight. Oh my God. You see, we come together tonight. And tonight is not like any other night. Tonight is a night of intercession. Tonight is a night where we are moving from one location, from territorial location to the next. Tonight is a night for intercept. I hear the word intercept. Whatever the enemy's trying to do, I hear the word intercept. That means you got to go in and you got to intercept. You got to push back. Just like I hear, like when you're on the field, the army people are out there fighting a war. They have to know how to intercept the targets, the bullets, anything that is coming in to your area from territorial area. You have to be able to know to go in and be able to take it down. So tonight we go in and we intercept. Tonight we go in and we break and we bind every foul type like spirit over different location, family location, inheritance, money that was supposed to come to us, and the enemy go in and break it down and side wipe. Oh my God. Generational curse, incestual spirit that come in and try to manipulate the generation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come now and we walk into the enemy camp, pulling in our bellies. And we expand the belly in the spirit. And we command the enemy to drop anchor, drop, roll, turn over, flee. The word of God declaring in his word that if you pray in the, you know what? We are doing supernatural intercession tonight. We are going into some territory. We are tearing bloodline spirit, territorial spirit, incestual spirit, all kind of detest things that was not supposed to be in your family bloodline, but the enemy try to creep in because some of the things that we let the enemy in. We're living the lives like it's been distorted. Lying spirit. We can't speak the truth. And the enemy knows our business. And because he knows our business, he come in and he try to take us down. In family life, we try to cover up things, and the enemy knows this. Family, children fighting against children, mother against mothers, fathers against mothers. You go to work and you can't even work because your boss is trying to take you out, especially if you have more insight than your boss. Especially some people working at, oh, nursing facilities. I have this one person. You don't have to say yes. And you don't have to say no. working in an environment where I believe you either give meds, you're a CNA, not a nurse, thinking about want to be a nurse, but then you have people who's trying to railroad you and try to block you, and you're saying that just stay in this area, and you feel deep down in your heart, I'm looking at the person right now. There were two persons, and one of the persons, they got sidetracked and brainwashed. And because they got brainwashed, they said, I'm not going to do this. And they're trying to get out of that field. But let me tell you something, get back into the field because that's exactly where you're supposed to be. But the enemy tried to come in to distort, right? So here you go again. You're going around like the Israelites in the mountain. Where it's supposed to be like a 1 or 2 day travel, it becomes like 40 years. Listen to me. Supervisor doesn't want you to amount to anything. So they're going to come in and they're going to give you bad reviews. But if you go above the supervisor's head, not being rude, listen to me. I'm getting this from the heavenly realm. You are not being rude. There's a certain time that you have to open your mouth and you have to talk for your own rights. You're not being rude. You're just taking a stand and you're making a record. Lord of mercy. What is a person at recognition? It's not reconcile. It's like you go in and they have to recognize that you were here, especially if you were here before them. You may not have a bachelor's or a master's and have that certificate, but you do have the same skills as they do. You may not be giving out the medication, my God, the medication that you want to give out. I am at somebody's door. I am at somebody's job. I'm at the door. I'm at the office door. I'm hearing the conversation. You work Monday through Friday. You're off every other weekend. I am hearing it. Now they want to change your time. Now they want to push you off the area. It's just not right. It's just not right. You got to take a stand. Come tomorrow or even tonight. You got to take a stand. You got to take the word out. You cannot have anyone come in. It's not about your finances because in that area, you can go find jobs anywhere. But why should you get up and give all your time that you have already worked for over to someone else? Because they want to manipulation and they want to backbite. They want to tear you down. It's just not right. I'm not telling you to go in there and be aggressive. I'm just telling you. To have your paper, you call it documentation. It's like I'm giving somebody insight. You could use this any spectrum of your job, any area that you're in, and you're working with somebody who is trying to blindside or brainwash. Your T's have to be crossed, your I's have to be dotted, and you have to cross your leg if it needs to be crossed. And it's very serious. It could be getting ready to lose your job because of the kind of area that you're in. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we just give you thanks. And I was actually talking about Romans 10, where it says here, if you confessed, okay. He's telling me that I've already confessed. Okay. So therefore, he wants to talk to me about something else. And because he wants to talk to me about something else, I really can't get sidetracked. Our God reigns. Our God is powerful. Our God is mighty. The words that we speak Their powerful words, their power source words, they are words that give life. I want you to understand that everything that is proceeded out of the mouth of God is to give us life and light tonight. I come tonight in, it's like I'm in the garden with the Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son. There is an illumination of light. Hold on to the hem, the garment of Jesus Christ. Do not let go. Feel that fire, whatever you need. I'm telling you, this is not a hype. Don't get caught up into the naysayers. Don't worry about the spectrum. Don't worry about what is going on out there in the outside. Let's get acquainted. Let's get to know him. Let's get into our quiet place and talk to him. No matter what you are doing, have a mindset, have a condition where you're always talking to him. Somebody doesn't have to hear you. But have it where you're constantly on the communication with him. Communication skill. Just communicating with him on internet. Just communicating with him. Just let him embrace you. Just let him hug you. That hug that you need. I don't know what's going on, but I feel heaviness. Joel, there is heaviness, complete heavy. It's heavy. Heavy. It's like a burden. It's like when you're walking, it's like you're pulling a train behind you and you have to be pulling it. You just have to be pulling it. And you're wondering what is going on. You can't manage and you want to manage. So tonight we come, Lord. Become Lord Jesus. Joel, see yourself. If that's not even your right name, if that's your name, see yourself like a jewelry in a jewelry box. And you take it out on every single day you're wearing it. You're not leaving it there. Let it be like the Word of God. Wear the word of God every single day. Do not look to man for anything. I hear the word of God is saying, come to me. Come to me, Joel. Even though your burdens are heavy, come to me. Come to me, he said. I am going to make them light. And as a matter of fact, they're already lightened. Because see, when he went on the cross, he's saying he took every single thing with him to the cross. Oh God. So now there's faith come by hearing. I hear faith come by hearing, and it's Romans 10:17. Faith come by hearing. Joel, faith doesn't sit on. It comes by hearing. What are you going to hear, my dear? You are going to hear the word of God. You're going to use the word of God for your advantage. The word of God is life. Oh my God. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God, when you speak it out of your belly, it is going to produce joy. It is going to bring life. And it's going to bring it more abundantly. The word of God, when it's spoken into the atmosphere, it will put on a body and it will come to life. When you speak the word of God, when you speak the word of God, you're speaking about Jesus Christ himself. Try to see it, honey. Try to see it. No matter what the enemy might bring, no matter how they try to tear you and beat you down, no matter what it might look like, you're already an overcomer. You won through Jesus Christ. Start getting yourself up and wear clothes that have light. Instead of wearing something dark, wear something light, representing the light of the world. Joel, you are beautiful. You're massive. You're getting ready to explode. When I'm talking to you, I see expansion. And I see light coming from the left, the middle, and to the right. Now, the Father God is saying to you tonight, look up, Joel. Look up. Look into your hands also. In your hands, I have placed your light, which is my light. Whatever you touch from this day forward, it is going to produce because I am your light. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's okay, Destiny. It's okay. Keep on talking to him. It is okay. He hears you when you cry. He hears you when you open your mouth. He wants you to talk to him. Pick up the Bible and read Proverbs every single day. Like today, it is December the 8th. Read Proverbs 8. I'm not going to go to it, but I'm telling you, read Proverbs 8. Tomorrow, read 9. Read a proverb every day. Use Proverbs to your advantage. Any book that have wisdom, use it. It looks like I talked to you about this before. I cannot remember, but when I'm talking to you, it's like I am, it's like it's I did it before. I said it to you before. I don't really know. But sometimes when the Holy Spirit give me information, and if I have talked to the person before with along the line in regards to that, it's like a refresher. So maybe it's a refreshing time for you, honey. Ecclesiastic. Proverbs. Kind of stay away from Solomon right now. You're not ready for that. But just go into the book of wisdom and try to study Romans. There's something about Romans for you, my dear. Read the book of Romans on your in your spare time. Read it. You are a fireball for the Holy Spirit. He is going to give you some insight. I want you to put your hand over your forehead. And we are going to ask the Holy Spirit right now to come in and to move every single blockage. See, when I put my hand there, I can feel the fire of God going right through my hand to your body. And there it goes. That's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And it comes and it breaks and it take away heaviness. All kind of pain, every kind of heaviness, every kind of sickness. I command that to go in the name of Jesus. I command you to eat the right food in the name of Jesus. Nothing with mucus in your body. I break and I bind that now. Every single person, even with myself, that I have anything to do with mucus in your body, claims it, stand on it, believe God that your body is whole in Jesus' name I pray. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. I lift up Anna before you right now, Father God, for her back pain. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break and I bind every foul spirit, anything that want to come in and mess with the back. In the name of Jesus, I command our back to get back in line. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for healing because healing is the children's bread. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise, Almighty God. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you thanks and we give you praise. Ora no 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 nama. In the mana no. Ho ramangala mandilike. Inamongu Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, we come now, we come now, we lay ourselves at the altar tonight. We lay ourselves at the altar tonight. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we call for the blood to run on every doorpost. We call for the blood to go at every single home, touch every home, God, touch every six. I see the number six. Yes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, six and nine and two and five. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come, Father, touch those homes, touch those homes. Even the ones that don't have six, two, nine, and five, continue to touch God, continue to break the enemy backbone off of those locations in the mighty name of Jesus. We cover those homes now with the blood. We call for peace and joy and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. We call for supernatural healing in Jesus' mighty name. We call for everything that's good according to Genesis 1 in the mighty name. Very good. Very good. Deuteronomy 28, blessing the city, blessing the field, blessed going out and blessed coming in. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we break and we bind the spirit of disobedience, Father, in Jesus' name. And we call for the spirit of obedience right now, in Jesus' name. Every lie that the enemy bring, we break it, bind it up, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we praise you. Father, we worship you. Well, come against fire. When you're cooking, make sure you watch the fire. I hope that's not for me. I might as well, now that I start cooking, I did some cooking today. I haven't cooked for a long, long time. So I better start watching my fire. So I'm gonna make sure when I'm cooking that I'm watching the fire. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. We call for finances in the name of Jesus to run after those doorposts, run into the home, break down the home and go in, Father. We break the house down and go in, Father. And we just place the money on the table in the name of Jesus that is needed. Father God, send forth the raven to bring it in Jesus' name. Father, we say money coming after us, money run after us. Father, this is not the work of a man, but this a work of a man, but this is the work of the Holy Spirit. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, yes, there go the fire of Jesus Christ on my hands, and I call for money right now as a whirlwind. Put your hand around and wheel it around like a whirlwind, and we call it in. Iarabo receiving in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive investment in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive wealth in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you worship. Father, we give
give you praise. Father, your word said the lovers of money. It didn't say we're not supposed to have money. It said the lovers. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call for the finances. Run after us now. Overtake us now. Overshadow us now. That we have more than enough. More than enough for not only ourselves, but to give into the kingdom. Righteousness belongs to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break and I bind every single thing that the enemy has assigned to me in Jesus' mighty name. That's assigned to people on the line in Jesus' mighty name. The ones that's going to listen to the recording in Jesus' mighty name. The blood, 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 the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Glory. We walk into the kingdom of God. We walk into the kingdom of God because, yes, Lord God, you said your kingdom come. You said your kingdom come. You said your kingdom come. You said your will be done on earth. You said your will be done on earth. Then, in the heavens, there is no lack. In the heaven, there is no lack. There is no lack in the heaven. And if we are going to be kingdom people, we ain't supposed to have no lack. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. We come and we put pressure, Lord God. We put pressure, Lord. We put pressure, God. Oh God, I have this book from Sin the Trim. I think I talked to you guys about it. I'm gonna take it out. I'm gonna take it out because I'm gonna do some declaration tonight. I felt like doing some declaration tonight. Let me tell you something. The word of God in Matthew, he said, oh my God, I'm gonna read it back to God. Hey, you're not giving nothing to God to beg God. You know, no, but you got kingdom rights. Just like the people over there in England, and they said the kings and queens, we are royal priesthood. We are from royalty. You understand this? We are royal. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I speak because. The words that I speak tonight, if there's no interpretation, forgive me. I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to God. Sometimes give me interpretation. If you don't give me an interpretation, he's building me up. Matthew 16, verse 19. And I will give unto thee the keys to the kingdom. Keys, KEYS. The keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. We got authority. We got kingdom rights. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. We're able to bind and to loose. Matthew 18, 18. We are able to bind and to loose. This word here is life. John 1 said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. I'm not making this thing up. Verily, verily, Matthew 18, 18, I say unto thee, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose in the earth, it shall be loose in heaven. Again, I say unto you, if two, and there's more than one of us tonight, there's more than one of us. We are believing for what's ours. We're not beggars. We are not begging for nothing. Stop begging and go and apply and put pressure on the word. The word is life. The word is powerful. The word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Let's go to John. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. Get it, get it, get it. Let the devil know that you know what's going on. You are armed in danger, Russ. In the beginning was the word, the WORD, and it's capitalized. So it is Jesus. It is coming in the form of a noun, a person. And the WORD, which is a person, was with God, the other person. And the word was God. That means they become one. The same was in the beginning with God. That means when Jesus and the Father was in Genesis 1, and he said, "Let there be light." Go read Genesis 1. Effective immediately. Light came in darkness. The words out of your mouth, there's spirit and there's life. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. Death and life. So, read John 1. Read Proverbs 18:21. Read Hebrews 11. Read John 6:63. Read Genesis. Read Deuteronomy 28. Read Romans 10:17. Read Matthew 16:19. Read Matthew 18:18 to 20. Read it. These are live, life-giving words in the Bible. Let the word of God come alive. Let the word of God come in and change your atmosphere. Let it come in and change your situation. Let me tell you what I know from the word of God. You're looking at a person that was destined for failure in every single thing. I was talking to my cousin last night when my daddy took me out of one of the finest school in Jamaica. I've been through so much in my life, but I would not trade anything at all for what I've been through in my life. Let me guess. I can honestly say those are training blocks. I've been trained by the adversary. I'm not being rude, but what the enemy put me through, it teaches me about military services. And how to stand and pull my belly in, even with my overweight self, how to stand and pull my stomach in, and how to exhale, inhale and exhale the power that is inside of my stomach. If you haven't been through anything, that's okay. But I've been through so many things in my life. that I'm thankful to God, even to have a bed to sleep in, even to have a husband and children when they told me I wasn't supposed to have none, even not to even to make it to prison when I thought I would have been in prison. I could have been out there with the drug dealer. I could have been out there. I am no different from anybody else. But my story is my book. When I go, when I minister healing to people, when I have healing school, and when I start talking about myself, people say, "Oh, you should write a book." No. You don't jump and go do things unless the Holy Spirit tells you to. That's how I roll. I don't know about nobody else. See, man did not call me. The Father did. Man did not anoint me. The Father did. Man did not give me my license. The Father did. Somebody just ordained me, but I was ordained from in my mother's womb. I just have the license that when I go out, because if I want to marry somebody, you know what I mean? And stuff like that, I have a license for the different states that I'm going in. But I've been called and appointed out of my mother's womb. And you are too. You have to be able to go through your own things. I have been through so much. I've been lied on. Lied on. And I stood. And people that did that, I could have let them go on into, but no, I stood my grounds and been through it and went through it. And it becomes a testimony. Let me tell you something. Have you ever been escaped from prison? It's good. Lied upon? It's good. Multiple rapes? It's good. Almost died from poverty? It's good. No food. Father hating you? It's good. I'm telling you. Kicked out of places, going to church with the anointing on my life, and just by going and just by my presence and start ministering, people get crazy. And I'm like, I don't even care for what I have. I just want to go to party. That's how I feel. That's just me. That's just my personality. You gotta go fine-tune your own self for the Holy Ghost. You have called to a nation. You have called to different people. I may not be in your location, and you may not be in my location. Hear me, Gloria. We are all in different location, Missy. We are all in different location. Monica, we're all in different. Antoinette, we're all in different locations. You hear me? We are all in different locations. You gotta fine-tune. And you got to know what God has called you to do. And I want to tell you something. When he give you second chances, take it. When he open doors that were closed for you, take it. It's a setup. He has set me up to meet you guys. He set me up. And I don't take it lightly. God is good, and I just don't take it lightly. Right now, I'm going to go to Jamaica and I'm going to bury my brother. And I can't, my niece is going to come with me. I can't hardly even move around because I hurt myself. And what I've been through with my brother, I could have let them scrape him up and let the crow come and take him. But I know about 1 Corinthians 13. Love forgives. Love does not behave unseemly. Love is not puffed up. I had to take those scriptures for myself. I had to put them to my chest and I had to cry out to God and let God come and heal my heart. The same person that get when I ask for food and scrape out the food and give to the dog, I have a bag load of clothes to bring to them at this point.
for them to get dressed in to go to a funeral.
The same person that talk about me like a dog and cuss me out like a dog, I got clothes bringing down to put them in their casket. Go through what you are going through. Go through it. Go through it. Been rejected by folks, haven't done anything wrong. And those same people have to come in, talk to me in regards to stuff. Go through it. Go through it. I can tell you tonight is not easy when you're going through it. It is not easy when your husband come in and tell you all kind of crap. Or your wife. Or your boyfriend or your baby daddy or your girlfriend or your baby mama. Or your children or your friends and your job. It's just not easy. If I tell you that it's easy, I will be lying. You've been rejected and make you feel like you're nothing. But when you get over your sicknesses, I'm not talking about physical sicknesses. I'm talking about when you get over the things that you have been through, and when you go in and put on your bootstrap and lace it up and stand up and started talking out of your hurt. And tell him, oh, you got over? It's refreshing. It's refreshing to never have a bed and now have beds. It's refreshing to never have home or a home and have homes and lands. It's refreshing. Never have finances and have finances to pay your bills. It's refreshing. It's refreshing to go to work and get fired. It's refreshing. Am I relating to somebody tonight? Because I'm certainly relating to myself. It's refreshing to have cancer going to your body. And they come in and they give you a bad report. And you're still here. It's refreshing to sit on a chair and the chair come apart and all part of your body got broken up and you're still standing. God is good. Before, when I do talk about my story, I used to cry because I was not delivered from that, but because God has delivered me through so many things, I can honestly say my story could be in a book, but it's refreshing to me. And that comes from loving people. At the end of the day, you really, 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 if somebody really hurts you, no matter what spectrum or what part of the hurt you've been through, I suggest to you tonight to look over 1 Corinthians 13. The word in there for love, it calls charity. But charity means love. It is not easy to love somebody when they're not lovable. But you gotta pull your tears in. And you gotta look down. And you just gotta talk to God. Just gotta talk to Him. You see, God is real. If you feel like you're going to commit suicide, talk to God. Talk to Him. Been there, done that. Not once, but twice. Talk to Him. I believe the reason why he saved me is because he called me for such a time as this. And he didn't let me go through what I was going to be doing. Because then I wouldn't get to see my beautiful Sonia and Trisha and Kenny and all you guys and my grandbabies and my spiritual daughters and sons. I am so, and my husband, God bless him. I am so thankful to be alive. You got to get yourself into that thankful state. Just got to, Joel. Even when they dog you out, baby girl. You got yourself, you just got to. You just got to shake your shoes off. Like you're in the army, bootstrap and lace it up. You hear me, Lilith? You gotta lace it up. And when somebody try to hurt you and try to use you, lace up your bootstrap and stand up. And don't throw the towel in. Don't. There's light at the end of the tunnel. And that light, I hear it's a supernatural light. And when something is supernatural, it is not of a natural mindset. It is at a set that you cannot explain. Only the supernatural God can. Only the supernatural God can do this. Only the supernatural God. That's why the word is super. It is coming from the word. It's like superb. It is excellent. I'm talking, and all I can see right now is like little fires just sparkling. It just, like I said, brimstone, but this is not brimstone. It's like fire. Yeah. Illuminating. Fire, and when it comes with a charge, with the supernatural, and you're gonna feel it this week here. You're gonna get back to me. You're gonna tell me you feel a lightness. It's like lightheaded, but you're not really lightheaded. But you're gonna feel the presence from right now of the Holy Spirit. Healing is your portion. I want to say this. This I have this book, and if you don't have it, it is good for you to get. And especially when you're talking about finances, it talks. It's about it's a lady named by the name Cindy Trim. Commanding Your Morning. This will change the course of your day. Isaac anointing. We are getting into a place where we're going to have investments. So you got to put your hand on your head. If you want to have investment, strategic investment and how to be able to invest, ask God to give you the Isaac anointing. Go and study about Isaac. Go into the New Testament, the Old Testament, study about Isaac. Anything to do with financial, Cyprus. Esther for favor. Read on the book, read the book of Esther about favor and Mordecai. And now Esther, Mordecai said to Esther, look, man, you are here for such a time as this. We are here for such a time as this. Governmental system, excellence. Integrity, Daniel, Joseph. I have a Joseph. When I was growing up, I felt like a Joseph with a spirit of rejection, a Joseph anointing for political and business and economic leadership and strategies. Those are that Joshua leading warfare, prosperity. This book have a lot of things in it. Get it and look it over. Oh, Mike. Is it Mike? Micah? Mike? Or Mick? In the name of Jesus, a worshiper. That's what I like to do, worship. Deborah, how to balance the anointing to balance, because as for me, I gotta know how to balance. I gotta know, do this and don't do that. You gotta have a scale that's it's just level, a level-headed scale. So with all this that's going on in here, get this book, Elijah, Elijah, Anointing of Servanthood, The Double Portion. Oh my God, people come into your house and you don't know how to interact, you don't know how to take care of them. Abigail, Anointing of Hospitality. These are these little nuggets that's in this book. How you can decree and get up in the morning and decree and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. I worship you, Lord God. I assign angels into my territory, Lord God, and you call out your location. What are you doing? Really? You're talking to territorial spirits in your area. Whatever that's going on in your area, you bind it up. Hey, there's a lot of debt in your area. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the blood of Jesus that cover every doorpost. And there's a lot of poverty in your area. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that we drive out the spirit of poverty and people start to go out and people started getting jobs in the, pray like that. Father, there's a lot of people in here, unwanted pregnancy, anything that's not of God, anything that's not of God, anything that's not of the word, you break it, you bind it up, and then you release the word of God in that situation. A lot of people that getting divorced, you break and you bind the spirit of divorce, and then you release the spirit of the one bed where the husband and the wife share their bed together. And you said you bind divorce because you said, Father, you don't like divorce. That's how you pray. That's how you pray. Get yourself a concordance. Look in it. Get yourself your phone. Google some stuff. Not everything in Google is like, but hey, if you look at it and it doesn't make sense, put it aside. But this is what you do when you do spiritual mapping. You call it mapping. You go in and you look at what's going on in that particular location. What's going on in your household? What's going on in your family setting? I'm in a family. Say, I'm in a family, and in that family, oh my God, there's a lot of war, there's a lot of fighting. So you go in and you break down contention, I'm fighting, backbiting, and then you release the spirit of peace and joy and tranquility. This is how you do spiritual warfare. You have a family member in your family. Oh my God, you can't even talk to this person. Are they saved? No. Okay, you go to God and you say, Lord, I release angels, I release people in this person's pathway to minister salvation to this individual. Father, I thank you that you're saved. And then there's a scripture in Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1. You have people that's not saved. Oh, get their way though. Open up Ephesians 1. Look it over. Open the Bible. And you say, Father, I thank you that laborers are going to their path. And I thank you, Lord, that when they go to them, that their mind, their heart, they got a stony heart. And now, Lord, you give them a heart of flesh. That is how you pray. That's what you do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we give you praise and worship. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. This part of my Bible is all torn out. But when you go from Ephesians 1, 16 all the way down to 23, and anything that I have, like, cease not to give thanks for the person, you put the name in. Insert their name. Anything that, anything referring to a person, you insert their name. Like it said, I cease not to give thanks for, like, Jennifer, making mention of Jennifer in my prayer. The word you change it over. Something like that. Then you go over to Ephesians 3, verse 14, all the way down to verse 21. You do the same thing. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom the whole family in heaven is named. And then you name the person. that you would grant the person according to the riches of glory, strengthen that person, the inner man. That's what you pray. Take that scripture and take it apart and pray it. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, we said in her, when I sent that thing out tonight or yesterday, I think it was, that we were going to take communion. And if you did bring your communion, it's okay. We're going to take it now because I am going to get off the phone. But I'll take my communion. I usually have my little thing here. And it's in 1 Corinthians. It's 1 Corinthians 11. And tonight I feel like reading it because normally I just look it over and just do what I'm doing. 1 Corinthians 11, it says, so here I am. I have my bread. And the one that I have is, I have the one here that, the portable one that I have. I remember when I first started doing it, it was like, well, yeah. But I felt in my heart to do this. And see, I always do things before the time. So here we go. The Bible said you pray over this. This signifies the body of Christ. So you pray over this. It is the body, and it's broken for you and me. Oh my God. Somebody's body is actually broken for me. I cannot believe this. So, Father, I thank you for this body. As I look it over, give me eyesight and insight to be able to see that this body, your body, has been broken for me. I repent from all sins and unrighteousness. That way I could take your body and I won't be condemned in the name of Jesus. I thank you. We praise you. We worship you. Broken body for me. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Woo! My God, my God, my God. Lord, God Almighty, thank you, Jesus. Then this is the cup. Oh, Lord. It's the New Testament. The New Testament in the blood. Do you remember in the Bible, Old Testament, the Egyptians, when the Passover, when the death angel passed over, and they said, if the blood is on the doorpost, there won't be no debt. That signifies this blood here right now, Jesus's blood. There won't be no debt in our body. This is a new covenant between us and the Father God. When we drink this now, we are whole in Him. We have a covenant in Him. And we thank you tonight, Lord. I thank you for your blood. Your blood washes me clean. It's not a ritual. You said we must do this in remembrance of you. So tonight we remember you and we drink this blood. Wow. And we do this in remembrance. I remember when we used to go to church in Manchester, we take in New York, and we take communion. And the pastor would sing, he got a beautiful voice. I don't have a voice like that. And he would say, we do this in remembrance. Oh Lord, we remember you. And he would just sing it. And that sound would just, the tears would just roll down my eyes and most of the people in the congregation. Because it was just so sacred. We remember you. And we do this. In remembrance of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you tonight. I thank you for your fire. I thank you for your fire. I thank you for your fire. Let's lift our hands to the heaven tonight. And let us worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh,
remembering. Yes, we remember you. And we do this in remembering. Father. Father. Breathe upon us, O Holy Father. Hallelujah. Lord, we remember you. Yes, we remember you. And we do this in remembrance of you. Father, we come this night and we thank you for being in our presence. We thank you for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing that we won't even have room enough to receive it. And as I remember Anna again tonight, God, we pray, oh God, that you touch her bones, you'll touch her body. You'll send for the healing powers of your son, Jesus Christ. And you'll touch her right now. And that lame, everything, every lame thing in our back, in our hands, in our feet, in our waists. We thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus. This night, we pray, watch over every single thing, every one of your children. Watch over them tonight and touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, and bring closure. Yes, Lord, where there is supposed to be closure, bring it tonight, God. Bring forth the supernatural into the natural. Father God, take away every headache, take away every hindrance, take away every confusion, every lying, dictating spirit. We break it and we bind it now. We break and we bind every onslaught of the enemy. We come against that right now. Fire of the living God. Fire of the living God. Go now in the highways and on the byways. Go now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Resurrection power. No matter what, Father, and you, we bring forth peace. Father, we bring forth joy. Father, we bind every single troublemaker that's lurking around in a corner. We thank you, Father, for peace and quietness this day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Good night, everyone.